It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy, happy Halloween.
All right, welcome to the third, I would say annual, but the third Perks Cast. Just a little bit about ourselves. My name is Brett. I will be one of your co-hosts this evening. And of course, with me always is the lovely Becky. Becky, say hello to everybody.
How are we doing, everybody? And of course, my wonderful husband and partner, Cosmo.
Hello, everybody. How are we doing? Glad to be with you again on our third podcast here. This evening, we are joined by our good friend, and member, Tom.
Oh, that's me.
That would be you, Tom.
That's me. Oh.
Wow. What an intro, ladies and gentlemen. The lovely Tom.
It's good to be here. It's a last minute thing. We got the schedules opened up. 45 people called in and paid their money to reserve their room, and, you know, like six showed up. So, we're good.
We are good. And with us always is the lovely Anna, of course.
Hello, everybody.
Say hello. You said hello already?
I did say hello. You just missed
it. We don't need to say hello again.
The beautiful, infamous,
the beautiful,
famous
Anna. Yes.
Anna.
And if you guys can see the Skype connection here, it's quite the view on Anna's side. So we'll let y'all dream about that. It's something to think about. And if anything, it's a perfect reason to come to one of our parties. And Becky, where are the parties? And tell us a little bit about our group.
You know, we just finished up our wonderful, I have to say, super hot, wonderful, wild, naughty schoolgirl party.
Oh, my.
There were lots of little plaid skirts and knee socks and white panties and spankings and funness and detentions.
I know this one little girl that had a birthday, and she got a lot of birthday spankings.
Oh, there's some head shaking.
And who might that be? In fact, we have another side guest that's in the room, but she's not going to say anything. Tom's better half is in the room, so. But she's not going to say anything. She had a birthday last time, so we'll all, you know, wish her happy birthday on your end, everybody. So that's, what, 5 million people saying happy birthday, Joy, right now.
Happy birthday to... Happy, oh, that's right. You have to pay for that song. Never mind. The parties are held in Wheeling, Illinois, which is a Chicago Northwest suburb. If you've listened to our podcast before, this will be a review, but for those who haven't, we host our events in a big hotel where we take over an entire wing with a banquet hall and a big meeting room, and we provide playrooms. That's not for playing dominoes and checkers, by the way. Although you could if you wanted to. I'm not sure why you would.
Parcheesi.
Parcheesi. We also have a bowling alley in the hotel. Sometimes we do karaoke, so there's always something fun and always something wild to choose. I always like to say as mild or as wild as you choose. Right now, after the naughty schoolgirl party, of course, it's October. We are gearing up for
the sacred swinger holiday, which would be Halloween.
Halloween.
Swingers New Year.
Without a doubt, the absolute biggest party. I'd say we get at least 500 this year. What do you think?
It's going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah, 500 people probably.
There's over 400 the first time. That was my first time. And
that was your first party?
That was my first party Perks. And it was just, you know, we went through the friend of a friend kind of thing. They're like, well, we're thinking about going to this place, a little party thing, and I'm like, okay, that's good. And Joy said, like, okay, let's go. Well, actually, it's probably her idea, I think. We went, and we got our heart stomped. Aww. It was a terrible thing.
Your heart?
Yes.
I'm not questioning if you have one. I'm saying your heart.
It was terrible. It was a catastrophe. There were naked people running around. There were these strange bets going on in the bowling alley. I can't describe it. I'm sorry. There were strange bets. If you don't get these two pins, you have to drop your pants. Or if you don't get a spare on this frame, you have to, show your boobies. My goodness.
Good times.
And in public, even.
We love the bowling alley. The only rule in the bowling alley is you have to have your bowling shoes on, which they do provide. And they're funky, neon, retro-looking shoes. It's pretty hilarious.
They do.
They take care. They're very hygienic.
It's not lube, ladies and gentlemen. It's not lube.
What is that would be?
No, it's not lube.
But we're gonna go into details about the epic Halloween party at the end, because we like to save the best for last. So that's going to be our closing. We'll give you guys something to dream about before we let you go, of course. Go ahead. You want to tell the story about the bowling shoe lube and what it was, Tom? Oh, I don't have any. No. There was no semen in the shoes when I was around.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, if that's your thing.
If that's your thing, we're not here to judge.
Party Perks is an open environment for all like-minded folk, or unlike-minded.
Whatever your mind is, just bring it on.
Yep.
And we're fetish friendly.
We are very fetish friendly. That's correct.
And all bowling shoes and lube.
It reminds me of good old Jonas that came. Wait, where did he come from back then?
I think at the last party. Finnish person, didn't I, or something? Or maybe she was Norwegian. No, she was Finnish.
We just want to give that's a another special start. Apologize for the last podcast, because that was a train wreck as far as the audio goes. So we want to thank you guys for listening in and toughing out
this
that last
high
podcast.
Quality audio production.
I did
as
best I could to edit that, but it just did not happen. So if you listen to the whole thing, thank you. And if you're still hearing static in your nightmares, I apologize. So this one's going to be way better, as you can tell already. So what's the first topic of the day, Becky? We're going to go and move on now.
I had thought we could discuss the lovely topic of avoiding drama in the lifestyle.
No, we hate the drama in the lifestyle, but it does happen.
Okay. Don't want to involve drama at a Halloween party? Don't leave lettuce on the sandals.
that was followed by Island.
Yeah, no idea what that means.
One thing that we've... And there's the that Brett never wants to hear, but now we can't edit out the learned as
but
Give everyone 1, 2, 3 yeah, we got the ums out, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, we were talking for those who, not that we advocate drinking heavily, and definitely we don't advocate drinking and driving, but if you ever would like to play an game with the Perks podcast, we might be able to provide you with a couple to take a shot by here and there.
drinking
game.
Oh, that would be one of the great. We're going to do some deviant games for the Saturday before the Halloween party, and that would be a great one to do. We could put it on the big screen.
Drinking game. That's amazing.
I will have an unedited version of this podcast.
That's awesome.
Anna, you're brilliant.
I came up with it earlier today.
Avoiding drama. Well, I would have to say the most common sense thing that you could say as far as avoiding drama is to keep things pretty much on a surface level as much as possible when you're interacting with people, which might seem odd because you're interacting in an intimate setting. You're actually having sex with some people. But on the other hand... Well, hopefully you are. Or if you choose to, then again, you could wear the red wristband, which means you're not having sex with anyone. But it's a strange combination of intimacy versus not getting, quote, personal on other levels. What you definitely always want to avoid if you enter the lifestyle as a couple is to never talk badly about your partner to basically anyone else at the party until they've become maybe your close friend.
Or
so you don't sit down at the table. Yeah, exactly. You don't sit down at the table and you say, my asshole husband is in the other room and I'm sitting here. Maybe a flip remark here and there, but you want it where you join the lifestyle together, you're in it together, even if the two of you are having drama at the moment, keep others out of it. Take that shot. You want to make sure that your loyalty is with your partner, and that you realize, even if we're having a little setback at this moment, they did something that made you a little jealous, or they, irritated you in another way, there's no reason to air your laundry, your dirty laundry. Keep it to yourself. Work it out later on. You'll end up, if you become part of the lifestyle, and this is something that you do on a regular basis, you don't just go to a swing party, you end up going to many, and you make friends within the lifestyle, well, there the lines tend to cross and blur, and yeah, you can confide in your friends, of course, but you never want to do that at the risk of your partner and at the risk of your relationship. You don't need people in the lifestyle to be your sounding board for what's going on in your life. We always advise newbies to, for their very first party, to stay together at all times. They don't have to hold each other's hand when they go to the bathroom. But if you've never been to a swing event before, if you've never swung before, probably not a good thing to say, hey, honey, I'm going to go in the playroom for 3 hours. See you later. Stick together. Uh-oh. Did you feel
it happens way more than people would think. I mean, probably about once a party I hear a story like that. So.
Right, they've been gone.
Rules, damn it. Now, Tom's girlfriend is smiling across the room. I'm just going to look at the detailed description here.
It's a smile of death. Don't let it fool you. It's a smile of death. She's going to beat me up.
It's extremely easy to lose track of time. I think we can all
attest.
Oh, my God, yes.
I thought I was in the room with them for 15 minutes, and 2.5 hours have passed. Oops. Yeah. I would say that happens probably every party where people are, and it's not just the sex aspect of it. You'll turn around, it's midnight? Oh, shit. I thought it was 9 o'clock. Because you get in kind of a sensory overload zone, you're at an orgy. It's a little hard to keep track of time in the middle of an orgy, or in the middle of a threesome, for that matter.
Yeah, at a very early point in our swing life, we witnessed that. I don't know if you remember that. Well, we've lived it too. Yeah, we have. No, the
overwhelming sense of time, that you haven't been able to keep track of time.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, and it's just a fact. So you have to kind of be cognizant of that. It's a good idea. It's just common courtesy consideration.
Which is why it's good that we have two night events now, because Friday's over and done with in 2 seconds, and then guess what? You got another whole day of partying, which is great. That's why one of the reasons we love your bashes so much.
Good times.
Good times.
Good times.
Anna, do you have anything that pops into your mind about the topic of drama and avoiding it?
Well, I mean, so far as like newbie couples and stuff, again, with like watching what you say to other people, because if I meet somebody and their first thing they talk about is how, their partner's an asshole because they disappeared for 3 hours, I'm going to think, like, wow, maybe they are an asshole. And it kind of, like, excuse my judgment from when I, when I meet them later on, That's the good why you should, not air your dirty laundry to people you really don't know.
Right. I mean, even if you and your spouse are having, or partner are having issues, you don't want to voice it to people that are around and or you're trying to get in their pants. It just does not work well. It scares them. It makes it more awkward, and you're less likely to get laid by doing that. So from a guy's point of view, don't talk about your wife. Say she's an angel and you love her to death, and guess what? Life goes on, and you might get laid that night. If you don't,
almost every woman, if you start complaining about another woman, as soon as a guy starts complaining about any woman, our minds are like, wow, you're a dickwad, huh? Right? I've talked before about how different couples are to definitely have conversations before they enter this. Hopefully, when you consider swinging, you first start with fantasy. That's the fun part. You go over what your fantasies are. And like I've said, if you decide that your only fantasy is, I hope you lick my toes and then we go to sleep, maybe swinging's not for you. But if you've decided, wow, I have a fantasy of a threesome, or I have a fantasy of doing something with you while other people watch, well, there's where you enter into swinging and the possibilities. But after the fantasy and the fun part come the laying down of the guidelines. We've discussed that, where we need to establish what our rules are as a couple.
Rules, rules, rules.
Rules, rules, rules.
Very, very important.
What you often don't know and don't realize is that other couples also have those rules. And what you really hope is that you can count on them in intimate situations, if they're separated from each other, to adhere to those rules. I wish you could say that was always the case. Sometimes it's not. Say, for example, you have a couple where their rule is we don't kiss. And you're alone with the partner, one of the partners in a room, and you're kissing. You don't know that rule. And later on, you're sitting at a table and saying, hey, that was a great makeout session we had earlier, right? You're a really great kisser. And you see the icy stare. Oops.
And the husband looks over at you like, I'm going to kill you, son of a bitch.
So the thing is, once you make those rules, pretty simple. Keep them. Keep the rules. Right. And if you... Yeah, exactly. If all of a sudden somebody comes in for a kiss, it's just a simple matter of saying, you know what? We've decided we don't do that, but we can do this instead.
And if you don't know your rules, you know, one like thing, being around other people in the lifestyle, especially at like a party setting, etc.
Call a referee.
Call a referee, yeah. Call a referee or call somebody that has been there, that is a veteran, and they will go over some sample rules, stuff that you may not have thought that may be a good thing to think about ahead of time. You know, definitely talk about it ahead of time. If you don't know what rules to use, ask other people what their rules are. You may have something they come up with that you may not have thought of. Like the kissing rule, you may think is a common thing, but honestly, that's probably one of the more common ones. People don't like the kissing rule.
One way to be able to accomplish that is it's very fun to fantasize, and you should explore each other's fantasies, but then kind of comes along with, okay, now let's do a fantasy with a worst case scenario, which isn't as fun. It's kind of like doing a fucked up fantasy where we're in the middle of an orgy and all of a sudden you look over and you say, hey baby, to another woman. Oh my goodness. Now, you can't always predict how you're going to feel, but if you can imagine yourself in that situation, wait a minute, he's always called me baby, I'm baby, what's going on? Things like that can trigger you, and you don't expect it. You don't expect, like, all of a sudden you're going to feel insecure or jealous at the moment. You have to take a deep breath when that happens and realize this is not the end of the world. We can talk about it later. You know, we can work it out.
And the first, like I said, that's one of those things where the first interaction with another couple is very important. And, you know, if you're not sure about the first couple you're meeting or the first single you're meeting, make sure you talk to them online. Talk to them, ask them ahead of time before you meet them what they're into. If you're a couple and you're looking for a single female, and the single female is brand new to lifestyle, and she's curious about it but not sure what she wants to do, you're not going to take her out, you're not going to bring her to your apartment and try and get her pants right away. You actually have to discuss stuff with her so she's not scared away, and she's going to actually appreciate what you're offering, and more likely, honestly, you're going to have a better time because of it.
We have a lot of this, I always like to plug the site. Brett's done a terrific job with our website, which is www.partyperks847.com. A lot of useful information on that site about that. We have a social network type format where you can talk to other people on the site. We have 360 members at this point. Always people willing to answer any of these types of questions you might have. There's also a tab for newbie advice where a lot of this is covered. There's a lot of great information on that site, so always check that out. www.partyperks847.com. Lots of useful information there as far as this goes.
Excellent. Does anyone else have anything to add about drama and avoiding it?
Avoid it.
Yes,
avoid it. Anna, go ahead.
I mean, what I want to say is, you know, drama comes in all sorts of forms, and it's not just with newbies. I mean, there are certain types of people who, you know, they like drama. I mean, and to any extent, everybody likes a little bit of drama in their life, or else it'd be kind of boring, you know?
I think we all know
people. The thing is...
don't like drama. Every one of us knows at least one or two couples and or people that do that love drama.
It's you know, it's not just couples. It's everywhere. You know, it's in every aspect of your life. There's drama. The thing is, don't feed into the drama. If somebody is directly, you know, challenging you and stuff, it's always good to just walk away.
I always think of it like this. When you're in, it's kind of, you know, I hate to say it's like high school because it's really not. But you've got one-on-one, if you're on a date and you're single and you're on a date in the vanilla world and you're going on your first date, you're interested, and you got to hit it off. It's really hard to hit it off, and there's always some kind of thing that you find out. You knew the person from your past or you're related to them or something. But imagine it with four people or six people or eight people. It becomes even more and more complicated. So the more people you have involved, the more drama you're more likely to cause, because stuff's going to happen. You know, you may be in a foursome or a sixsome, but you know what? Two people have conflict with each other and or don't like each other. That's going to carry over to the rest of the group. So, like I said, just make sure that you talk about everything before you do it with your partner and or the people you're playing with. And everything should be good.
Yeah, and don't perpetuate the cycle, you know.
Yeah, because rules can be modified and changed at all times.
Okay, so I think we're going to end that topic now. I think we've said all we need to say for now on drama until more comes up. We are celebrating a very special episode. It's our third anniversary here with PerksCast, actually a third episode. And this is a big one because the big party, the biggest party and the biggest holiday for swingers is right around the corner. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, but we're going to talk about a topic is very close to all our hearts, theme events. And Kaz, why don't you tell us a little bit about themes and why we have them in a lifestyle. And it's not just our club. Every club has a theme of sorts. It may be anything from Wet T-Shirt Wednesday to whatever, but tell us about the big ones that most people have.
What the themes do is kind of break up the monotony. There's clubs out there that don't do them, and I can't even conceive of going to the same club every month and just, I don't know. What we do is, and what a lot of the clubs do, is we have themes. Some of our favorites are the toga party. Everybody loves the toga party. We just finished, as we mentioned earlier, our naughty schoolgirl party, which otherwise epic. Known as easy accessibility party.
Epic.
lots of very short plaid skirts and
the teacher outfits were. Right. In fact, one of our special members had an outfit that had the horn rim glasses and the bun, and she had a ruler that she was beating people's butts with.
Hot.
Oh, she was, it was unbelievable.
And she was writing character. It was so surprising. Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if you know about that outfit that she had on. It reversed. So one side was a teacher outfit, pinstripe, and then you could reverse it, and it was the plaid schoolgirl underneath.
Wow.
Which was awesome. And she said, I'm going to switch it halfway through the night. But she never did because she loved doing the teacher thing so much.
Yeah, I did not know that.
It was awesome.
One of the other themes, and we did it last year, was the men's shirts and hats theme. A couple years ago, actually. We did it back when we were a house party. It was very popular. I don't know why we didn't do it this year. I think we just ran out of available dates. A lot of fun. The ladies get to wear long, large men's shirts and hats and sometimes no underwear, and it's kind of fun for everybody concerned.
That's another easy access theme.
Yeah, we like the easy access themes, like tropical with the sarong. Ta-da! You're there. You're in. Hey, buddy, you're in. We are going to, after the Halloween party, will be the November anniversary party, and the theme is anniversary. But one thing we're going to do, thanks to a good friend's idea, is put some little ballot boxes on each table and let people come up with theme ideas and choose one of those at the end of the party. A guest idea that we will implement as a theme for the coming year.
Couples auction.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. I kind of like that one. That's hot.
For charity, of
course. Charity.
Charity. We love charity.
Who is charity?
We love charity and charity and chastity.
Faith.
And everybody. We love
hope. Yeah. Prudence, not so much. But
Prudence. Dear Prudence.
I think Prudence is the woman, when you walk into the hotel,
the South Banquet parking lot, you'll see this blonde woman with a very stern looking. She has
think
a red
Mona
sweater.
Lisa, but on a bad day.
Oh my goodness! And I, when I look at her, I always think, I'm sorry, because she's definitely looking like she does not approve of what we're doing at all.
No, we need to do something for her with Halloween, like turn the picture backwards or something. That's the one night.
Zombie fire.
Exactly. It's like
the thing is, I keep trying to figure out who she is. I keep asking the people at the hotel if they know. Nobody knows who she is. So I can't really.
Yeah, it's like one of the Harry Potter pictures. She starts like
yeah, she definitely looks super uptight. I'm like, oh my goodness, she doesn't want to be here.
One of the things I want to do at the anniversary party, we did this last year, but I want to make very, very sure that we do it this year. And I just kind of want to mention this. There are a lot of people. I mean, you hear these podcasts, and you may look at the website and see some people. And, of course, there's Becky and I, and there's Tom and Joy, who are members, and Brett, who does our IT stuff and karaoke and other things. But there's a whole bunch of other people who, without whom these events could not happen. And one of the things I want to do at the anniversary party, and the anniversary is not a theme per se, but it's an annual event. I want to make sure that we recognize these people. Some people help out just by being there and knowing they're there and being able to go to them if we need something. You know, people like Liz, people like Monica and Dean, people like Chris, Ashley, Sarah,
Kelly.
Leslie, Joe, the list goes on. John, you know, the list goes on and on. We have a tremendous group of people around us. Cindy,
Erica.
Erica. I'm going to leave somebody out here eventually. And, of course, I can't mention everybody.
Me.
But,
you forget me.
Anna. Of course, Anna.
Yeah, Anna.
And, of course, Anna, Peggy, Marion. Again, you know, people who help just by being around, by saying, what can I do for you? Can I get you something? Steve, who works security, people like that. And that's one of the things we're going to be doing at the anniversary party is to recognize these people and make sure they're recognized by everybody, because without them, we would not be as good as
we
are.
You best recognize.
Da, 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 da.
Yep. So, now that we've gone over, you know, some of the basics ones, let's just cut to the butter here. I mean, Halloween and yeah, cut to the point. Cut to the butter. Cut to the butter.
Did you just make that up?
Cut to the butter.
It's like butter.
Why don't we talk about the what we could all consider, I think, across the universe here, where the Swingers Christmas. It is
the Swingers
the
New
best
Year's
party.
Too.
It's the Swingers New Year. Yeah.
That's the stars. Halloween. And why don't we say, well, here, first of all, why? Why do we think it is, and why?
Why is Halloween so awesome?
Yes.
First of all, because we get to be in costume, and we can be sexier, hotter, wilder, crazier, funny, and anything we want to be. And we love that, because we're all kids at heart. And it's hot, and you can go do Betty Rubble in the back room. I mean, you can actually not just be in costume, but like, do that character in costume.
And what are you going to be for Halloween, Becky?
just curious. A shameless plug.
I'm going to be Betty Rubble. And, you know, another thing, in all practicality, this is, again, like, not as fun, but Halloween is one holiday that when you have kids, which a lot of our guests do, you put them in costume early in the day, and you walk them through the neighborhood, and you give them a big bucket of candy, and they're happy, and you get to go out at night, and everybody's happy, and you don't have any guilt whatsoever. So it's a holiday that you can actually go out on and have fun and still take care of your family, and all's well.
And when you're leaving the house, this is the only time the kids don't question you if we're wearing lingerie out. So there's that, too.
Exactly. We're going to have a kick-ass, killer, wonderful Halloween. Going to be decorations everywhere. We're opening up the whole first floor for trick-or-treating. Anything from condoms and lube to vodka gummy worms and cupcakes and craziness. And
we got to do the pudding
shots.
Oh, those pudding shots are so good.
Pudding
shots with little tombstones in them.
No, good times.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Mounds and root beer.
Root beer
float shots, awesome.
Tom and Joy's infamous shots.
Yum. And we're going to have a tarot card reader. We're going to have professional photographers. We'll have, of course, our wonderful KJ.
in the house.
Yep.
Karaoke.
Haunted karaoke.
Haunted karaoke. Karaoke. Bowling. Strip bowling. We'll
fabulous
have the
prizes.
DJ. Tons of costume prizes. Categories. Just so much.
And how many people were we going to expect this year?
I would say up to 500.
Almost 500 people. We had over 400 easy last year.
Oh, yeah, so, for yeah, sure. Yeah. It was, yeah, we had to walk sideways in the hall, which was...
And that is good odds for getting laid to people, if nothing else. So, I mean, that's, you know...
Where the halls are so crowded, when you're walking, you're having sex.
Exactly.
Yeah, just by walking through the halls, you're having sex whether you want it or not.
You get fondled or over.
It's, of course, going to be a two-day bash, Friday and Saturday. Friday night, we have a really fun... kick-ass activity plan of possibly naked pumpkin carving. We're going to give people plastic sheeting that they can cover themselves in. And we are going to be doing pumpkin carving. We're going to be doing pornkins, which you can actually look up on the web at www.pornkins.com. Great guy who does this kit. It's his second year. He started doing naughty pumpkins every year in college.
And they're one of our new sponsors, too. So thank you for sending some cool stuff to us.
Yep, they're going to be sending us some prizes, some swag to give away, and some carving kits. So Friday night, we're going to have the naughty pumpkin carving. We'll have the karaoke. We'll have all kinds of fun stuff. Saturday, we'll be living it up. It's Saturday night. Bam, the big event.
And let me just say, I have seen the pumpkin carvings from the Pornkin site, and I will say, what's the website, Becky, for the Pornkins?
www.pornkins, that's P-O-R-N-K-I-N-S .com.
Isn't that like Pornkins?
P-O-R-N-K-I-N-S
Pornkins is a different swinging site.
.com.
Yes. So, to give you an idea of some of the pumpkins that they have. My favorite one of all is it is a pumpkin with a dick, a creaming some young lady's face. Is it that is the pumpkin that
I was gonna say? Is it the cum shot
it's
one?
It's the cum shot one. That is a classic. And if I can get that from him, I will totally carve that myself. Because that's
awesome. Cause everybody loves a good cum shot.
Us sends really are cool. Maybe we can put some on the website, just and we'll have some show notes.
Yeah, actually, we're gonna put the banner up so people can see them, and then after the big party, we will be using those pumpkins that we've carved the night before as centerpieces, and we'll be able to judge whoever did the best carving. It'll be kind of a team effort, and give a prize for that. They will get a prize.
They will get a prize. You know, the centerpieces have become. It's funny, they were almost like an afterthought when we first started. The big parties at the hotel, the centerpieces, well, maybe to me, but I don't know. Apparently Becky had it planned all along, but the centerpieces have really become something that we're kind of known for. People kind of talk about our centerpieces. If you haven't been to a party, come and see it. We always have a centerpiece on the table reflective of the theme.
I think we still have some peanut butter and honey.
Don't even remind me of that. That was really aggravating. I had this whole project planned where it was a naughty schoolgirl, so we had apples. I bought 10 red apples, 10 yellow apples, brought my apple slicer and cutting board, and I packaged up all these little plastic things of caramel and peanut butter and honey and root beer topping, and I was going to go table to table. Isn't that a cute thought? Go table to table and core the apple and give the little slices to people. Fuck, I lost track of time, like I said before. So all I had was a bunch of little plastic things sitting around. Oops.
They were fun as all get out. We had, you know, some caramels in there. We had crackers, some chocolate and grams to do a little s'more thing. I think some of the little cups they had, most of them had peanut butter and honey, but there were occasional the caramel and maybe another the root beer topping and a few other flavors. So, you know, it was kind of fun. Oh, there were apples there. They were just sitting whole on the thing, and that turned out into some nasty game of suckling pig that I don't even want to talk about.
So we're going to have the Pornkins carving contest, and then we're going to. What else is we doing for Halloween, Beck?
Well, like I said, costume contest. Tons of prizes for that. the door decorating contest. So everybody who...
Pippi Longshoreman.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Now, Tom, why don't you explain your costume so we can put this in perspective.
Just your typical Pippi long stocking outfit, except, you know, I put on a rain slicker, the red wig, little freckles.
Picture the guy from I Know What You Did Last Summer with Wendy's. and that's pretty much what you got.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure what I wore on my feet, if they were like galoshes or some sort of...
So if you want french fries and a hook, he was your man.
But I beat out guys with, like, blood on them. I think some of it was real.
Hey, wasn't that your first party, too, with us?
Yes. Yes,
yes
it was.
And, look how far we've come. How many people from that party we've kept?
How many people have we slept with? What did you have?
No, no. Halo, remember?
Yeah. Yes.
So, yes. So, yeah, that's the big one. That Halloween, and not just our club, but across the board, Halloween is... Well, it is the holiday of holidays. I mean, that's the day you take off work the day before and the day after because you need time to recover from it. It really is that epic. And
Cosmo already has his time off.
Yeah, if you're ever going to make a Friday party, and we love our Friday parties because the weekend seems like so long when they happen, the Friday of Halloween is almost as good as the Saturday of Halloween. So if you can make both nights, great. And I think a lot of clubs do that. They just really make it a whole weekend bash. Or I mean, it's all great.
Might as well.
Is there a discount if you go on the weekend?
I think there is.
There is, and you can get that information at www.partyperks847.com.
We love our website. Speaking of website, on that note, how many people do we have on our website now since we reopened it? I thought it was, like, last I checked, I think almost 400 people in what? A month? We've got 400 new members in a month.
365.
365 new members.
That is correct. That is correct. 365.
If you're not familiar with our website, it is more than just a bunch of templates thrown together. It is a pleasure paradise, if you will, of goodness that is the Party Perks essence. It is a joy to behold. It is everything you could possibly imagine. Imagine Facebook, but naughty, and you've got our site. If that's not enough to get you on there and get you off, I don't know what is.
That's pretty good. Get you on there and get you off. That's their slogan.
Get you
I like
on
it.
There and get you off. And
we have members on the site from Finland, Norway, Sweden, Germany, Japan, the Philippines, other places, the UK. Hoboken, New Jersey, which is a foreign country. If you've ever been there, you know what I mean. But yes, we are indeed international.
Yeah, so if you can't make it to the Party Perks events, if you're not in the Chicago area or the Midwest, well, we're worth the drive. I don't care where you're at.
Or the flight.
Fly, whatever you got to do to get here.
Right, we're worth the flight.
Yep, worth the flight and the hitch if you need to get here, other means.
And we have our parties at a hotel, so you can always get a room.
Exactly. You can travel from afar. Milwaukee, Anheuser.
If you own your own plane, there's an airport right by the hotel also.
There is.
Literally.
Literally next door.
And we
Jump
do
the
have,
here.
And we do have shuttle service to and from O'Hare International Airport, the metro stations. I don't think the L. No, the metro stations, not the L.
Not the L. But the L goes to O'Hare.
So check out the site. You know, we have activity. We have a wall, like Facebook. It is a fully packed action fun site, and you will have a good time, and you will meet new people. Consider it a dating site if you want.
And by the way, if you do check out the website, I am Big Mama Beck on there. So you can contact me, write to me if you have questions, concerns, special requests before an event, whatever it is.
And if you have any bug problems or fixes or anything going wrong with the site and you have a problem or a question, just how to put a picture up. You can write DeviantAdmin, of course, and I'll help you out too. And what do you go by on there?
I have Cosmo, and then I have admin in parentheses just so that if I ask people probing questions, they don't think I'm some single guy trying to get in their business.
You're so special, you have two? What the
I
hell?
Do.
I'm jealous.
check your eye. I think we've even given you the password to the Party Perks admin. That could be any of the three of us in there fiddling around, you know, working on the site, but always.
Yeah.
It could be Tom. It could be Tom hacking.
We do,
into the
speaking
site.
Of hacking, we do have a story about Palestinian terrorists taking over the Perks site.
We do.
It actually did happen.
It did indeed. But, yeah. Anytime,
hey, I'm an admin now.
Any of us on the site, you have any questions, let us know.
Anna, what's your screen name on the site so people can find you? And
look Anna Rose 81. But Becky made me an admin.
What's screen name again? Did you cut out there?
Anna Rose 81.
Anna Rose 81. And Tom and Joy, what is your screen name on there?
Joyful Moments.
Joyful Moments, okay.
And it is.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, that is the conclusion. Is there anything else you guys want to add before we move on, I guess, to the next podcast, the fun, joyous podcast?
I guess I would just like to add, if there are any potential people who are interested in advertising, too, to get in touch with us. Our podcast is growing in popularity and circulation. Let us know if
and
you're
our
interested.
Rates are very, very reasonable.
Right
we
now.
We work for cheap. We work
for now.
Food.
We'll work for food. Pizza, you got an advertisement.
You might want to get in on the ground floor because exactly. We're moving on up here. So,
how many hits do we have? Just last week alone.
Last week alone, I think. Well, actually, for the month of September, about 14,000 hits.
Wow, 14,000 hits, and that's technically a new site because we basically built it from the ground up from the last time. So yeah, that's outstanding. Anything else you'd like to add, Becky? Before we go,
I'm all good. Thank you so much, everyone, for checking us out again for the third podcast, and stay tuned for numero four.
Ooh.
This is Kaz again. If anybody can get out to the Halloween party, by all means, get here all the information you need to do that, including the ability to buy tickets online, can be done at www.partyperks847.com.
Tom, Joy, would you guys like to say anything? Joy, would you like to mute something?
No. Please help me.
Great. Anna.
I would like to say, just to add on to Cosmo with the, you know, buying the tickets, single mail tickets have to be, you know, sent to your email.
Yep, single mail.
You cannot purchase those on the website.
Yeah, we screen all our, in fact, Anna actually is the person that screens all of the single mails, and she's very hardcore about that. We don't let just everybody in, just so you guys know. We're very selective with our guys. And they're usually perfect gentlemen, and that's what we want to see. So she does a really good job with that. And
most of the time.
Email for the single guys if they want to come in. And what's that?
It's partyperksingles@gmail.com.
Right. Two S's. Okay. I would just like to say that, yes, the Halloween party is epic. Come here. I don't care if you have to ride a camel or a llama. Just get your butts to the party. It's going to be
what
a fun
time.
What
about an alpaca?
It'll be legendary.
It'll be legendary, absolutely legendary. In fact, I think we're gonna try to get some photos this time up on the website. What is that? What we talked about? We're gonna get some photos.
Not in my room. I have the copyright.
Copy. Anything happening in Tom and Joy's room is copyrighted by Tom and Joy.
Limping Rabbit Systems Incorporated.
Yes. I know. I just want to wish everybody a good day or night, depending where you're at. And we will catch you on the next podcast.
Say,